Wes, you on standby? You got my back there, brother? Sometimes our brotherly love and compassion overcomes our sense of fear. So I was quite overcome this morning. A lot of times we hear about our brothers not feeling well, but to see them not feeling well can really do that for us this morning. Michael was here when Kathy and I got here this morning, and you can take my word for it, Michael was not having a good day. And when Brother Woodruff got here this morning, we convinced Michael that we had his back, that he could go home and we'd take care of it. So here I am, and Michael had prepared his sermon, as he always does, and had it here for us. So I will be sharing his words this morning. So let's embark on this journey together. The passage that was read today has, at a minimum, about 10 different sermons in it. This morning, I'm going to preach all 10 of them for you. So get comfortable. We got the doors are closed. We got lunch ordered. It's on its way. So get ready. Here we go. The passage is rich with meaning, with commands from the Apostle Peter to us. Live in harmony, be humble, set Christ as the Lord to keep a clear conscience, be sympathetic, repay with blessings, be prepared, love, keep away from evil things, be gentle, be compassionate. Seek peace. Be respectful. That's a whole lot in one passage. That's a whole lot to think about and pray over and make a part of our lives. If we want to be serious about the apostles' teachings as the first century church was, preaching 10 sermons in one morning would not be very helpful. But we are still going to dive into the passage, see what God has for us. I want to admit to you right away that I do not like this sermon one bit. This is one of those sermons that I'm preaching to you, preaching to myself. I have looked into the mirror and I know exactly who I am and exactly how I sometimes react to the people around me. I guess I'm asking that you do that with me this morning. Look into the mirror, look on yourself with all honesty. I am, and it hurts. Let's read this morning from this challenging passage. As we read, we're going to get caught up in verse 8, which is the first verse that we're going to read. 1 Peter 3:8 tells us, "Finally, all of you have unity in mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind." The American Standard reads, "To sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, loving, compassionate, and humble." As I was reading this passage over and over, I noticed so much in verse 8. The Apostle Peter tells us, the first thing in this passage, that we are to live in harmony with others around us. I have to tell you this, personally, I do not always find that easy to do. Sometimes we struggle on doing the right thing, feeling the right way, or having the right attitude when confronted with other people. When someone tries or lies to us or about us, that makes us angry. When someone lies about us, we feel the need to set the record straight immediately with everyone we know. When someone insults our husband, wife, our children, we distance ourselves from them. When someone is rude to us, we often get rude right back. When someone is mad at us, we often get mad right back. When a good person suffers, we sometimes wonder why and wonder about God's plan. When a bad person suffers, we sometimes feel justice is done. When someone is completely inconsistent in their faith, we want to judge them and distance ourselves. If any of those things I've just said describe you, then I do not think you are alone. Many times when we are faced with difficult people, we respond in like attitudes and actions because that's what they deserve. Those things are exactly why the Apostle Peter is writing this passage. Those attitudes and reactions are normal human reactions that most people will experience. We need to understand that God, through Jesus Christ, calls us to be more than normal. We need to understand that God, through Jesus Christ, calls us to be a holy priesthood building on a spiritual house. We need to understand that God, through Jesus Christ, calls us to be a people who belong to Him. We need to understand that God, through Jesus Christ, calls us to have an authentic relationship with Him, where we take His teaching serious and we toss out normal. When God says we need to be more or different. In verse 8, God commands us to live in harmony with one another. What does that mean exactly? Fortunately for us, the rest of that verse breaks into four phrases, which explain that harmony we are to have with people around us. First, be sympathetic. Another way of saying sympathetic is accompanying in sufferings. Sympathy means that you try your best to walk alongside someone when they are suffering. I've always thought sympathy includes empathy, which is sharing the feelings of someone as well. The Apostle Peter's commanding us that when in conflict or uncomfortable situations with someone, we're to put ourselves in their place and work towards harmony with them. The idea is that if we put ourselves in their shoes, we might understand them better. A great example of sympathy in the Bible comes from Job 2. Job was a man who lost his children, wealth, and health. Job 2:11 through 13 tells us, "Now when Job's three friends heard all of this evil that they had come upon him, they came each from his own place. Eliphaz, the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zephar the Naamite. They made an appointment together to come show him sympathy and comfort him. And when they saw him from a distance, they did not recognize him. And they raised their voices and wept, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads toward heaven. And they sat with him on the ground 7 days and seven nights. And no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his suffering was very great." Notice that when sympathy entailed in, notice what sympathy entailed in Job 2. Comfort, weeping, feeling for him, a gift of their presence over time. Second, we are to love brothers. I have to admit that I was looking at this verse. The love that Peter uses is not the unconditional kind of love that we associate with God, but a love that means more loving like a brother or sister. I could not figure out why Peter would switch up these terms, but I know he did it that for a divinely inspired reason. I came to the conclusions that the Apostle Peter is commanding us to specifically love people we are in conflict or discord with, like we would family. Family does not give up on one another. Family loves no matter what. Family sticks together through thick and thin, and Peter's commanding us to have this same perspective about those with whom we struggle with. This command to love each other as family is not just here in 1 Peter. Romans 12:10 commands love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. 1 Thessalonians 4:9 reminds us, "Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another." Third, We are to be compassionate. Compassion means to be tender-hearted. Compassion means that we act in a manner that is loving. Love is often a feeling or a choice. Compassion is the resulting action. For some reason, the word be stuck out when I read this phrase, and I realized that Peter's not making a suggestion, but it is a command. Compassion is a way of life for us as believers in Jesus Christ. We are to be tender-hearted no matter the situation. We're to have pity on those around us. We say we are believers, then we are to act like it. Over and over in the Gospels, we see that Jesus exhibited the action of compassion. In each and every case, Jesus had love in his heart, but did not allow it to stop there, but to move him to action. Matthew 9:36 says, "When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd." Matthew 14:14, "When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick." The fourth point this morning, Peter includes a command in verse 8 that we should be humble. I think the Apostle Peter lists humility at the end because it's the key to make harmony work. Humbleness means to be lowly in thoughts and put others before yourself. Humbleness is a quality that fights against the idea that we are number one. We get what we deserve. Our rights are paramount. And we are the most important person in any relationship. Humility fights against those sinful attitudes. Humility often gives up our rights to be wronged and allows the other person control or forgiveness or grace, even when they do not deserve it. The Bible has much to say to believers in Jesus Christ about humbleness. Matthew 18:4 says, "Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Ephesians 4:2, "With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love." James 3:13, "Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom." James 4:10 goes on to say, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you." Likewise, in 1 Peter 5:5-6, Scripture says, "Likewise, when you are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you." So the Apostle Peter commands us to live in harmony with one another, and then further explains what it looks like in four parts. Four-part harmony. He explains it involves sympathy. He explains it involves brotherly love. He explains it involves the action of compassion. He also includes the key of humility, which makes harmony possible. Peter does not stop in verse 8 in helping us, but goes on to describe issues and situations that we might find ourselves in as we live our lives. Brother Mike included here that tonight he would continue this teaching. Prayerfully, Michael's able to do that. If not, there'll be a message this evening brought by someone. Some brother in the congregation will step up. So if this lesson touched you today, or if you need to respond in some way, it's our custom to offer an invitation at this time to come forward. If you need the prayers of the church, or if you'd like to respond to the gospel call and be baptized this morning, I've never personally done it. We'll experience it together. So come forward if you need to. Let us know. As we together, we all stand and sing.